Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Indie Music Diaries with Lockie, episode 28. Casual conversations with real musicians. We are back for another episode. Thanks so much if you tuned in for last week's episode, which was the first guest we've had on the podcast in almost 2 months. We had Nick Reed, and it was a really good chat. It was a really, really good chat because we spoke about getting into music full-time, which I know is something that a lot of young, aspiring artists want to do. Do music full-time. Easier said than done, as we all know. It can be a tricky business, but I genuinely learned a lot from him. Just sitting down and chatting with him for half an hour, and hopefully, if you listened, you got something out of that chat as well. So go ahead and give that one a spin. Cue that one up after this episode if you are interested in hearing from myself and Nick Reed in terms of getting into music full time. But man, we are back for another solo episode. And I've been enjoying these solo episodes. This is the third solo episode that I've done so far. And I'm keen because it's a different dynamic. And as I mentioned a couple episodes ago, really looking to get a nice balance of having guests on and also just having my own sort of, like, the podcast be my own little diary space, my diary entry, I guess, hence the name Indie Music Diaries. It sort of works out well in that way. But, I mean, some sad news, unfortunately, for people in my area, in the fact that we've gone into lockdown again, which is frustrating, especially for the music community. A lot of live gigs had to be postponed or cancelled, and it's tricky, you know. It's a two-week lockdown, and it's for pretty much everyone in the whole Sydney, Central Coast area. The whole greater Sydney area is basically can't really do much for the next couple of weeks. But that's okay. We've got the podcast here to keep us company. I made the silliest decision. So here's what happened, right? So the lockdown was announced on Saturday, arvo, and it took place. The lockdown went into effect that night at 6 p.m. It wasn't like at midnight or something, or like, you know, tomorrow. It was like in a few hours' time, like 6 p.m. lockdown. So it happened pretty quickly. But I went grocery shopping. I went just to grab a couple things from Woolies. This would have been like 5 p.m. So this was like an hour or so before lockdown. And I don't know why I didn't think to myself that it would be busy, but I got there. And it was the busiest that I'd ever seen a shopping center. Like, seriously, it was trolley to trolley. And in hindsight, I'm like, why did I? Like, I really could have gone any other time, but I picked, like, the peak time where everyone's panicking because we're about to go into lockdown. And not to harp on about the whole toilet paper thing, but legit, like, I don't get it why people do that. And out of all the things too, like, why toilet paper? I feel like it's like, obviously everyone needs toilet paper, but out of all the things to stockpile, I don't know. It just seems like a really weird thing to stockpile. Anyway, I went there and it was mad busy, man. It was crazy busy. The most annoying thing is that, like, I was just there for a couple things. It's not like I was there for a big shop. I was like, I just want to get in and out. And I was having to sort of like dodge through so many trolleys. There's so many people there. And what I've started doing now, actually, is I've actually started growing when I do my grocery shopping. I did this the other day, and it was the best thing ever, and it's changed my life. And hopefully, you can take this into your life. But last time I went to the grocery store, this was another time, I listened to the Lord of the Rings soundtrack in my AirPods, and it made it the most epic thing ever. It'll change your life. Doesn't have to be Lord of the Rings. Any movie score. Next time you do a mundane task, like getting some groceries, whack on some music, your favorite movie score. It's the greatest. It is the greatest thing ever, because I was listening to the Hobbit soundtrack. And of course, there's that famous scene in the first Hobbit film where Bilbo's like, I'm going on an adventure. And I'm just like listening to like this like really excited like fantasy score while I'm just like grabbing some mandarins and stuff. And dude, changed my life. So that's been my latest activity. Whenever I do that, go grocery shopping or anything, it's just like, even if I'm like washing the dishes, like that can be really boring and depressing if there's like nothing else on, if there's like TV's not on, no music, no anything. It's just sort of like washing the dishes. It's like, yeah, boring, mundane. dude, put on some, and not just any music. That's the thing. My point is, put on your favorite movie soundtrack. Make yourself the lead character in your own life. There you go, little inspirational quote right there. So hopefully, yeah, just try it. Next time, just put on anything. It'd be funny if you did something really weird, like I don't know, just like if there's some sort of like comedic like score that would make it pretty interesting. But specifically fantasy scores. Star Wars is the other one that I always go to, of course. If you know me well, I'm a big Star Wars fan. But yeah, dude. The big exciting news though is that my debut EP is coming out real soon. It might actually be out by the time you're listening to this podcast. This podcast is coming out on June 30th, a Wednesday. EP comes out July 2nd, a Friday, so just a couple days later. So it might be out right now. I'll make sure to have, you know, whether it's the pre-saved link or the listen link in the description, wherever you're listening to this podcast, it'll be right at the top of the description. So you can go check it out and support the release. But it's very exciting. And the build-up to a release is always exciting, regardless of what level you are as an artist. You can be brand new and just release music, and that's exciting, sharing that, putting that out into the world. And releasing music for an artist is really one of the pinnacles of being an artist, because it's where you get to prove yourself and show what you can do. And, I mean, there's a lot of things that go into preparing for a release, right? And I think there's... Here's the thing, right? Because I think I'm of course with Indie Music Diaries, we talk about stuff sort of on the grassroots level, the independent artist, and it's all about learning, and we're open here to experiencing things and learning and growing, and I guess that's a sort of a theme that's sort of very current in this podcast. But when it comes to preparing for it, I think we have to get rid of the perfectionist mentality around it. It's so easy to look at the big guns, you know, Dua Lipa, Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran, you know, these are the stars of the world. And I think honestly, independent artists fall into the trap of like sort of mirroring. Obviously you want to aspire, you have idols that you aspire to be like, but specifically when it comes to like the marketing things and the posting of certain content. You know, they have like marketing teams. They have millions of dollars poured into marketing campaigns. There's a whole team of people working behind, you know, those individuals just to make sure they're, you know, that one song does as well as it can do. But when it comes to being an independent artist, and specifically independent because you're just doing everything yourself, right? It's important to be going into the experience thinking, not hoping just like for like the perfect. It's never going to be perfect. What does a perfect release look like anyway? For me, like the first thing to do, the first step is to set not only a release date, but a timeline. And what I mean by that is, it's very easy to go, like we all know to set like something, you know, fairly advanced in the future. You know, whether that's, you know, at least 4 weeks away, you know, a couple months away. But don't just think about that specific date, but think about the couple weeks out around that, before and after. Because that's going to really impact it's not about that one day. If anything, that's the least important part of your release. Because all that's happening on that day is that the distributors are releasing the song to the stores. It's like going to be available. The important stuff is all the hard work that you do around that. And like, for example, for me, so I work a lot as a guitar teacher, and I work, prominently mainly during the school terms and during school holidays, which is where we are now. I intentionally chose this time because during the school holidays time, I don't tend to work as much. So I had more time to focus on the release and really, you know, contact radio stations, you know, whatever, about the release and prepare content around the release as well, and just give myself the time and space. I released a couple songs last year, and it was sort of I like had work on the same day, and it was weird. I was like having to like post. I was trying to like do the Instagram stories, like, "Hey, it's out now," and I was like had to work in like 2 minutes. And it just felt weird. So it's always nice, at least on release day, to have the day off, or even like if it's the day before or day after, to have a day off, you know, so just so you've got a bit, little bit of breathing space there as well, just to enjoy it as well. Because that's another thing that I want to touch on in terms of just enjoying it at the end of the day, you know. And it doesn't matter what sort of numbers it gets. That's the thing. And I talked about this, I think, a couple episodes ago on the podcast. Like, it's, you have to go in with a mentality of not releasing a song being like, okay, this has to get 10,000 plays on Spotify. You know, you have to have the mental checklist, the tick, as I think I said. I think it was episode 25 or 6. The sort of the tick that you give yourself is just simply completing the task. So me releasing this EP, it going live on Friday, that's me succeeded. I don't need any sort of numbers to have that validation. Of course, I'm not perfect. We all can sort of fall into the trap of the numbers and everything. But that's just a little mantra that I'm sort of reminding myself of, you know, not just when it comes to releasing music, but every social media post now and everything. It's not about, you know, I'm just thinking more about me. And it's like, what do I actually want to achieve? And yeah, that's important to have that sort of awareness, I think, for sure. But setting up that timeline is really, really important. And really the next step to jump into. So, this is even a good sort of guideline and sort of checklist, I guess, if you are an independent artist who's thinking about preparing for a release. Finding a distributor. And there's heaps out there. The main ones like DistroKid, TuneCore, CD Baby, I think they are. And I haven't had any experience with those, but the one I use is an Australian-based one called Gyrostream. And they've been really good. They've responded quickly to emails when I've had to. Because I have, in case, just to update you on the history lesson of Lockie / Atlas Eyes, I released 3 songs as Atlas Eyes last year, and 3 singles. And this EP coming out contains those 3 singles that I did under Atlas Eyes, plus a new one that was unreleased. So it'll be 4 tracks in total. And I didn't want those songs to go to waste. I really wanted to bring them in and keep them part of this, you know, sort of the, I guess, my brand. Because I still like them and they're still out there. But I mean, to be totally honest and transparent with you, which I guess is the whole point of this podcast, like, this is sort of the most organic I'm going to get on any sort of online platform. I'm mainly just releasing this EP just to have a body of work out there, rather than sort of starting from scratch again. Like, it would have been a waste had I've, you know, I was recording these songs like all last year, and just to sort of smash them away after with the changing of my name from Atlas Eyes to Lockie. But I had to keep them around. So that's why they're sort of being packaged onto this EP. Still regarded as a new release, because this song Crush on You is sort of like the lead track for the EP. So it's definitely still a new release. But yeah, Gyrostream is my distributor. They've just been really, really good. And I think the important thing is just to do your research. Do your research on the distributor. Know what they're going to do. You know, weigh up the pros and cons in terms of prices, comparing different distributors, because, you know, there's pros and cons to all of them, I guess, as well. After that, securing your pre-save link. Luckily, Gyrostream, my distributor, they gave me a pre-save link within like an hour of submitting it. They sent it to me straight away, so that was cool. And then it's all about preparing the content. And this can be the tricky thing, because some people struggle with this, and a lot of artists that I've had on the podcast, it's been one of the most curious debates, not debates, but topics of conversation when it comes to creating content. Because honestly, majority of the artists on this podcast, and I've had, 25 guests now, majority of them aren't social media savvy. They use social media. Everyone does these days. But when it comes to marketing yourself and your brand, more importantly, it's people struggle. And I think it's a lot of I think there's a couple of reasons to it. You can't put it down to one thing. It is tricky to sort of, especially for an independent, a solo artist, it's tricky to market yourself as a person. It feels weird. It's like, hey, I'm lucky and I'm 25 and I like Xbox and Star Wars. I don't know. But like, how do you market yourself? One of the main things that I remember, and it's so cliche, I know, is just the whole be yourself thing. But But I think people don't realize that being yourself, like that is a brand, like that is you. You simply posting a story of you enjoying a coffee at your favorite cafe, like that's part of your establishing your brand. You know, people start to pick up these things, I think just subconsciously from seeing, you know, random posts of you doing random stuff, and they sort of get start to build an idea of who you are. So I think having said that, I think it's important not to overthink the whole content thing. But there's a couple tips that I like to sort of go by. And before jumping into the tips, it's important to not overthink it too much. Again, going back to the overthinking thing and the perfectionist thing, which is going to come up a lot. Again, there's no perfect plan. There isn't. There really, really isn't. And again, this whole podcast, it's not me giving my divine advice. It's me just learning and just like telling you my thought process. And maybe if you're an artist, you can learn from that as well. But a couple things that I'm trying at least for this release. So I announced this release 1 week before its release. So last Friday. And I figured that was I feel like if you're a smaller artist, I feel like the shorter run up is more effective. And I'll explain why. If you're a bigger artist, you can get by with announcing a album. I mean, some bands will announce an album like, I can't remember who it was. It was someone the other day. Who was it? Man, I can't remember. It was an Australian band, but the album was like 5 or 6 months away. And bigger artists can get away with that. I think that's okay. Like if you've got the marketing plan behind it. I think it's only important to announce it. Obviously, you're excited. You want to announce it like as soon as possible, like as soon as you finish recording. It's like, yes, tell everyone. But it's important to just have that awareness of that anticipation and where's that right build-up going to be. If you're a smaller artist, I don't think it works to have a one-month lead-up unless you've actually got like a really solid sort of marketing plan ahead of you and the process of the build-up is really sort of mapped out. You know, it's no good announcing a song, you know, 4 weeks in advance and just not posting about it once or twice in the lead-up. You know, you really got to have a strategy. Otherwise, people are just going to forget. So that's why for me, I wanted to do it week before just to sort of really focus that excitement into 7 days and be like, hey, EP. And not just a single, it's more exciting too. I feel like, well, people seem to respond better this time when I was like, hey, debut EP. People were like, what? Like people were like shocked in a way, and which was cool. I was like, oh, cool. I mean, like I didn't expect people to be shocked, but people were messaging me being like, well, like I didn't like see this coming. I didn't expect this. What? But that's what I'm trying this time around, to have that shorter run up. Because I think when you're a smaller artist, the post release is much more important and pivotal to your success compared to the pre-release. You know, you've just got sort of like that core fan base, you know, whether it's 100 followers, 1,000 followers, 5,000 followers, which is, you know, actually it doesn't really matter, but just having that awareness, I think, in terms of, you know, if you do have that core fan base and maybe you can sort of build up that pre-release a bit more. But yeah, I think the post-release, there's so much to the post-release as well. And a couple of things that I like to point out is that TikTok is one of them. It's a very specific one, but TikTok is one of those apps where, like if you go into it, the way you consume content, it's not chronological, right? You see TikToks from like weeks ago, even months ago. And this is both on the For You page and the following page as well. And I think that's one thing to remember, not to post, like for example, if I was to post a TikTok in 2 days before the release or a day before the release, be like, hey, my single's out tomorrow, EP's out tomorrow. That wouldn't be relevant because most people, even your followers, are going to see that like, no one ever sees a TikTok like the day it's posted or even just 2 or 3 days after it's posted. Most people see it like at least a week after it's been posted and sort of just going through the rounds on TikTok. It's different to every other platform. Obviously, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you see things that are sort of very relevant after a few days. It's sort of gone, right? TikTok is different in that sense. So that's one thing that I've sort of taken on board, not to sort of do that sort of, you know, two days to go or something on TikTok. That's one thing I've been trying on the stories this time around, is to do the day countdown on the stories, which I think is good because stories, it's a 24-hour feature. So it makes sense just to do 3 days, 2 days left on the stories because it only lasts 24 hours anyway. But yeah, there you go. So pre-release. Have that mapped out. And have it mapped out before all of this too. Ideally, you want to start doing that as early as possible. Just start writing down a list of sort of even just content ideas of stuff you could do. Random funny videos, sharing a clip of the song, you know. A good one is like on TikTok. Again, to bring up TikTok, but you could do it on any platform, is to share like a little acoustic snippet of the song. Be like, hey, this song is going to be coming out in a couple weeks' time or something like that. Just little things like that. I don't know. I mean, again, it's not perfect. There's no perfect sort of plan. And you got to know sort of what artist you are. You know, maybe you're not that sort of an acoustic singer-songwriter thing. Some people can get by being a bit more mysterious. And I think that's really cool. People that do sort of like the shut down everything on the Instagram profile. It's just like white. It's like just a clean slate. And it's like, oh my God, what's going on? So, you know, that sometimes works too. So cool. Because I know a lot of people that do that as well. The one thing I'm not a fan of, and this might just be me. Let me know in the comments if this is a gripe for you too. And not against anyone that does this. Like if you do it, whatever. But I don't know. I just find it weird. The whole grid thing on Instagram where you'll get like one big photo but like split it up into like nine different segments or whatever. And it makes a big thing on the profile. I'm not a fan. It's... I think just because, and you can tell now, it's like people can tell when it is that. It's like, is that a shoe? Like, what is this? I can see like Jeremy's elbow in this. Oh, it's one of those really big nine photos things. And then you're sort of awkwardly scrolling through like each one and seeing different parts. And then it's only when you go on their profile that you realize what's going on. And it's sort of just confusing. I don't know. It's just something that I find It's not that it bothers me. I just like, I feel like you could do different things than that. I get why it's cool. Like you can sort of go on the profile and say, whoa, big, but not my cup of tea anyway. Speaking of cup of tea, that reminded me, I'm going to take a sip. Chamomile tea, helping me through the podcast. I hope you've got your beverage with you wherever you are listening to this podcast. Oh, that's another thing as well. Actually, this podcast has been getting a lot of plays overseas, which is great to see. So feel free to comment whether, I don't know where you're listening to this, but where are you tuning in from? And I hope you're going well and staying safe and healthy. But the pre-release, we've talked about sort of preparing that content, lining up that content. And of course, there's the other tips around that as well, setting up the pre-save link that we've talked about that, but competitions around the pre-save link is actually a great tip. And it's one that gets mentioned a lot, but competitions is a great way to sort of build excitement, you know, share the album artwork and you go into the running to win t-shirt or something, tickets for a show. And that's great because it expands every time you get a share, it expands it so much because it's getting shared to their audience. It's like doubling every time. It's such a massive thing. And it's a great way to build hype for the release. And that's ultimately what you want to do, specifically in the 3, 4, 5 days, at least I guess just the week leading up to the release, really build up that excitement and hype it up. You know, as I've mentioned, going back to what I was saying towards the start of the podcast, this is the most exciting time for an artist. You know, have fun with it. Make it a big deal. Make it a party, man. Chuck a bloody live stream. Have an Instagram live stream. Have a party. That's what I did for one of my singles last year. I had an Instagram live stream. And it was like my most popular live stream. Like everyone was tuning in. It was like, hey, how you going? People were like joining in on the live. Like I was having, you know, how you can have like guests on the live stream. I was doing that. Like I had my producer who tuned in. And then my musician friend, Matt Ryan from the States, he tuned in. And it was like, hey, congrats, man. And that was fun. That was very impromptu as well. But make it fun. Make it a party, man. And don't be ashamed, especially on release day, to hype it up. You know, that's the one day when you can really go ham on the social media platforms and go for it and push it and get your friends and family around it. That's the other thing as well. Don't feel ashamed to just say, hey, man, like I'm releasing a song today. It's really, really exciting. It would mean a lot to me if you could help me push this out, share this on your story or something like that. You know, it's not asking a lot, is it? And that most often, like more often than not, people are happy to help and really, you know, happy to share in that excitement for you. And that's, you know, that's really, really nice when people can be out there for you like that. And as I mentioned before, going back to sort of sharing the competition thing helps so much for the reach. And that's the big thing as well. When it hits release day, that first, they say that a lot, right? That like that first week is so crucial for the song and how it's going to perform and its success, generally speaking, right? Like obviously there's exceptions to the rule, but that initial stage is so, so important. So that's been some of my process for when it comes to preparing for a release. So hopefully you've got something out of this. And again, I've just sort of been rattling through some of my ideas and thought processes through here. And I guess the main thing is just sort of like trial and error as well, right? Like see what works, see what doesn't work, and keep a list of stuff and how things perform. Again, I said before not to focus on the numbers, but it is a good way to sort of see what engages well and what doesn't. And that way for the next release, you know, you learn and you have that experience and you know what to do next time. Or you can try different next time. So that's sort of the mentality that I'm taking in, at least with this release. I have done a couple of releases before, but I'm just sort of labeling this as my debut EP. It is the first EP I'm putting out, and it comes out July 2nd. I'm so excited. So, you know, if you're an artist and you're preparing for a release, all the best to you. And because seriously, it's an exciting time. It's a tricky time because there's so many, you know, at the end of the day, we're all competing. Well, we're not competing, but... You know what I mean, right? I mean, we're all releasing music and we want it to do well. And we're all in this together, and that's the whole point of this podcast as well. Wow, I didn't mean to bring up the High School Musical reference there, but it made it. It came in there. Anyway. Hey, guys, thanks so much for listening to Indie Music Diaries. Make sure you catch the podcast every single Wednesday, available on all the podcast platforms and on YouTube. Links to literally everything you could ever want are in the description at my link tree, Lockie Music. You can follow me at Lockie Music on all of the platforms, every platform, even TikTok. And the debut EP, Crush On You, comes out July 2nd. It might be out right now. The link, once again, will be in the description for you to check it out. I thank you guys so much, and I'll chat to you guys next week.